This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Thursday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. The funeral of Matthew Healy was held today. The 89-year-old was the victim of an attack last Sunday morning while he was receiving treatment at the Mercy University Hospital. Mass was held for the retired farmer at his local church in Berings at midday today, less than a month after his wife passed away. Local councillor Michael Looney says Matthew Healy will be sorely missed.
Berings are a close-knit community and they're really, 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 really still in dismay and just can't get the grips around what really happened. You know, because they said above all places going, you would expect that inside the hospital in your bed was one of the safest places you could be. So it's a very, very unfortunate, very, very sad day.
A West Cork TD says the lack of ambulance cover in West Cork is putting lives in danger and is leading to burnout among National Ambulance Service staff in the area. Michael Collins was speaking in the Dáil yesterday, where he told Taoiseach Leo Varadkar that while the region has four ambulances, crews from Clonakilty, Castletown, Bear, Bantry and Skibbereen are frequently tasked to calls in the city, Kerry, Tipperary and Waterford. Deputy Collins says the reality is that West Cork has just two part-time ambulances at times due to delays getting paid patients into hospitals. Speaking in the Dáil, Michael Collins says there are even times when the whole of West Cork has no ambulance cover.
The Clonakilty ambulance from early morning to late night is in Cork City and County most days. The Castletown Bear ambulance is in Kerry, tied up all day and night, leaving just two ambulances to cover the whole of West Cork, the geographically longest county in the country, 132 kilometres long. When the Skibbereen and Bantry ambulances get a call anywhere in West Cork, they are instructed, no matter how big or small the medical issue is, to take the patient to CUH, in many cases bypassing Bantry General Hospital, who could easily sort the problems. The likelihood is that these two ambulances arrive in CUH and can't take a patient into the hospital.
Workers at Section 39 organisations are to hold indefinite strike action. The move has been backed by the executive of the Fórsa Trade Union, which has also pledged to fund the wages of striking staff. The community and voluntary organisations involved are funded by the HSE to provide day and residential services for people with mental health difficulties and disabilities, among others. Staff have been involved in a long-running dispute over pay, saying that staff doing similar roles within the HSE are paid significantly more. Here in Cork, one-day strike action by Fórsa members took place in September last year at St Joseph's Foundation and Enable Ireland. There's been a large drop in COVID-19 cases in Cork. The Echo reports that on January 16th, 647 cases were recorded via PCR in the previous 14 days. In January 23rd, that number was down to 284. 21 patients with COVID-19 were hospitalised at CUH as of 8 o'clock on Tuesday, with 4 patients in ICU. Nationally, there were 218 patients with COVID-19 in hospitals, the lowest level since June of last year. Since the start of the pandemic, 173,667 COVID-19 cases have been recorded through PCR here in Cork. A portrait of Vicky Phelan will be unveiled at UCC later today to commemorate the life of the cervical cancer campaigner who died in November last year. The triptych portrait by Irish artist Vincent Devine tells the story of Vicky's life in three panels and will be on show in the university's library for 3 weeks as part of a national campaign to honour her legacy. A panel discussion will also take place featuring campaigner Stephen Teep and Vicky Phelan's solicitor Kian O'Carroll. The event is part of UCC's programme to increase awareness about cervical cancer and cervical cancer screening.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
In golf, Nick Faldo has described the LIV Golf Series as meaningless and told players who joined it to stop complaining about being excluded from other events. The American Patrick Reed is in a legal dispute over claims that several parties are trying to destroy the breakaway Saudi-backed tour. Lee Westwood has also complained the DP World Tour has dropped him from promoting their events. Nick Faldo says he should have expected that.
If you work for a company for 20 years and you then leave to go to a rival company, I promise you, your name or your picture is still not on the wall. Once you've decided to retire, disappear, move on, nobody's going to talk about you. Go and do your thing and get on with it.
Meanwhile, there are four Irish golfers in action at the Hero Dubai Desert Classic. Tom McKibben is the best of those. He's on 2 under par. Rory McIlroy is 1 over. Padraig Harrington is on 5 over par. Shane Lowry has yet to tee off. Robert McIntyre of Scotland is the leader there on 4 under par. In rugby, the Champions Cup last 16 match between Munster and the Seaside Sharks in Durban will kick off on Saturday, April 1st at a 1:30 start local time in South Africa. That's 12:30 Irish time. The clash between Leinster and Ulster will be held at the Aviva Stadium with a 5:30 p.m. kickoff on the same day. Connacht are also in Challenge Cup action on April 1st away to Benetton Treviso in Italy. That starts at 3 p.m. Irish time. In football and in the Munster Senior League tonight, Cove Ramblers hosting Everton. That's at 7:45, being held at the Stephen Ireland Astro. In the Munster Senior League Premier Division, Rockmount face College Corinthians at 8:15. In Gaelic Games, the draw for the Sigerson Cup quarterfinals has been made. MTU Cork will face DCU on Tuesday evening, while UCC will face St Mary's on Wednesday.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.